I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us, I suspect, have grown so weary of the steady diet of dreadful news that saturates radio and television broadcasts, newspaper headlines, and social media alerts. Terrorist bombings, mass shootings, gang violence, urban riots. The list seems painfully unending. Yet most of us somehow march through our days with a remarkable sense of normalcy and even nonchalance, albeit perhaps with at least a hum of anxiety about when the next shoe might drop. For many, making sense of this stark juxtaposition, the ever-present awareness of international and national horror that sits alongside our relatively prosaic lives poses an existential challenge, which is certainly the case for this week's essayist, Noel Rubinson.
A Sherlock Holmes mystery famously said the key clue could be the dog who doesn't bark. In the same way, I believe that there can be great meaning in the sheer normalcy of a situation. Waiting at the Charlotte airport to fly back to Rhode Island a few Sundays ago, it seemed like a typical Sunday. Many were hanging around televisions to see the cliffhanger end of games for their team of choice, the Carolina Panthers or the Patriots. People joked they were willing to miss their flights to see the end of the games. You never would have known something unusual was getting ready to happen. President Obama was going to address the nation from the Oval Office for only the third time in his 7 years in office. He was aiming to convince people they were safe in the wake of the recent string of terrorism incidents, including the massacre in San Bernardino. On my plane, which left as Obama spoke, a flight attendant announced the final score in the Panther and Patriots games. No mention of Obama. Airplane life seemed totally mundane. By the time the flight got to Baltimore, Obama's address was over. There was no sign of his speech in the airport, on the televisions, or on people's phone screens. The last leg of my trip to Rhode Island was equally routine, and Greene Airport at midnight was sleepy. A lone policeman sat in the main part of the terminal, and nothing seemed afoot. Headed into Providence, I asked my cab driver if he'd listened to Obama. He didn't even know the president was giving a speech, no less what it was about. It's fair to say no American leaders of any political party have been fully successful in efforts to fight terrorism since September 11, 2001. There have been plenty of misjudgments, but at a time of political recrimination, I've come to believe it's important to also recognize our relative calm and safety, something for which we can be immensely thankful. We are certainly not without fear, anxiety, and added security. Many thousands of brave Americans have gone into the military and put their lives on the line, some losing them, to make us safer. Yet we should feel lucky when we compare our situation to the dislocation elsewhere, including the turmoil in Europe, where whole cities shut down recently. When the world is facing such chaos, we are enormously fortunate for the freedom and normalcy we have, including for the luxury of tuning out our president.
Noel Rubinson, a Brown University graduate, is a Providence-based writer and communications consultant. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.